In 538, Justinian undertook to reform the base metal coins, making the size of different denominations more related to one another, while at the same time increasing their overall size. You can see this demonstrated by the pre-reform and post-reform coins at the top of the right-hand side of the case. For Procopius, in his anti-Justinian piece The Secret History, however, it was another nefarious scheme by which Justinian enriched himself.
Another subject which I think I ought to mention is the action which the imperial pair took with regard to the small denomination coinage. The money changers had always been prepared to give their customers 210 obols, which they call follies, in exchange for a single gold coin. These two managed to line their own pockets by ordaining that only 180 obols should be given for the gold coin. By this means, they cut off a sixth part of the value of every gold coin of all men.
Justinian also introduced a dating system on these coins, demonstrated on the post-reform coins by the inscription either side of the denomination mark. Anno always appeared on the left-hand side, which means year in Latin. On the right-hand side was a number in Roman numerals. This number gave the regnal year, the number of years the emperor had reigned. While the largely Greek-speaking population needed to know the value of the coin, so this was in Greek numerals, the Latin-speaking administration needed to be able to identify where and when any faulty coins were coming from. The regnal years were targeted at them.